Hello, Celia. It's great to have the opportunity to talk to you about breathwork.
Hello, Courtney. It's very nice to be here speaking to you as well. And it's my passion, so there will be no stopping me.
I have been stalking your work for a while now, and I'm really looking forward to finding out about this transformational breathwork. Shall we start from the beginning, the best place to start? What exactly is the breathwork you practice?
It's called transformational breath for a very good reason, because it does what it says on the cover, basically. It's transformational in your life. Well, what doesn't it do is probably, an easier question to answer. It's a breathwork that's very specific. A lot of breathworks, actually, they just say, oh, just breathe, just, you know, take a big breath in or something. And they actually don't know how you're breathing. And you don't really know how you're breathing, because you breathe unconsciously. With transformational breath, when you learn how to do it, you learn lying down. So you lie on the floor. And it's actually much easier to breathe when you're lying down, because gravity is not there in the same way. So it's also, I use acupressure and affirmation to bring in the breath where it isn't. So I'm a breath coach. I actually really look at your breath and the pattern, and whether you're an upper chest breather or a middle breather or a belly breather. And then I help you to bring in the breath where it isn't, using affirmation, acupressure, sound and movement. So what happens in that respect is physically we get more healthy, for reasons that I can go into later if you want me to. As I said, there's no stopping me. And that is our aim, to get as healthy as we possibly can. Mentally, it's to still the mind, because the mind is basically as crazy. I don't know if anybody listening knows that. I certainly know that. Mind's crazy. It makes up stuff all the time, especially in times, you know, like this, where we don't really know what's going to happen. And the stuff it makes up isn't always, it's going to be marvellous, it's going to be great. It usually makes up the opposite. So it works on the mental level to clear the mind, still the mind, and bring you home to the body, the only bit that really matters. And emotionally, it heals hurt emotions from the past. You know, we're able to let go of trauma and emotional patterning using the specific breath technique. It works also on the spiritual level, and that's many different things to different people. So it can be like really like a coming home to the self, you know, finding out about more of who and what I am.
When did you really start to get into your breath work then? How did you discover it?
I discovered it. I've been a Reiki practitioner for sort of over 20 years, and then also a life alignment practitioner. And one of my clients came for life alignment, and she said, oh, I've been on this breathing workshop in Brentwood. And so from Southend, it was quite close. And she said, what happened was, for her, that she said, oh, I was just breathing. She said, it was all right, I was just breathing. I thought, well, this is all right then, it's quite easy. And she said, I was breathing. And then at the end of it, she said, when it's finished, after the hour-long session of breathing, she said a lot of emotions suddenly welled up, and she cried for quite some time. And as soon as she told me that, I thought, I want that straight away. I recognised what she was doing was releasing emotion that had been held in the body for a really long time. And so I went along to the next workshop that was advertised. And it's a guy called Alan Dolan, and he's known as the Breath Guru. And wonderfully, he later went on to be my mentor of transformational breath. And now, although he lives in Lanzarote and runs retreats there, actually, we breathe together over Zoom, which is quite wonderful. So I went to this first workshop of his, and not knowing who he was or what he did even, I just thought, well, sounds good. And from the very first session, I was like hooked, completely hooked, because it did shift a sort of emotional stuff. But for me, physically, what happened was I used to eat a lot of junk, a lot of bread and cake and biscuit And although I do still eat those things, from that very first workshop, a lot of it really dropped away. Like things like fish and chips, which I used to eat twice a week. Since that first workshop, I couldn't think about eating fish and chips anymore. You know, I used to eat like a small loaf of white bread probably every day. And although I might have toast occasionally, yeah, it's not really a big part of my diet anymore. because it just dropped away. Because, you know, the body is very clever. See, the mind is stupid, but we listen to what the mind says. The mind says, have a bit of toast, have a bit of toast, have a bit of toast. And then we do. But the body has got a superior intelligence. And mostly we're not really in touch with that superior intelligence in the body because we're so busy listening to the conscious mind making stuff up, saying, let's keep everything the same way it's always been. But obviously my superior body knowledge, beyond my comprehension of my thinking mind, was going, we don't want to eat all this rubbish anymore. It's not making us feel healthy. And so after that, when you learn transformational breath in either a workshop or on a one-to-one session, which are the two ways that it's taught, then you practice yourself for 10 to 15 minutes a day, theoretically every day. Of course, that's not always possible. It doesn't fit in with the lifestyle, but as much as you can. Every day, you just do your 10 to 15 minutes and then chomp, you're done. And for me, I'm kind of quite on it. So I thought, right, okay, I'm going to do this every day. I'm even going to get this breathing right, because that's my kind of middle breather breathing type. They want to do everything exactly perfectly, which is quite unhelpful for the middle breather because you end up worn out and exhausted. However, it was good in this respect. So I started to do my 10 to 15 minutes a day. And at first, all I would think, my mind would be thinking, oh, I'm not doing it right. Oh, everyone else can do it and I can't. And then when that kind of calmed down after a couple of weeks, what happened was, through the breath, unconsciously, it started to access emotional parts of myself that I'd buried, like from my childhood, which was actually quite traumatic. And it was like during the breath session, really, all of this stuff from my childhood started to come up. It wasn't like I wanted it to come up. It was like involuntary came up. So I did a lot of crying and emoting. And then after a period of time, it sort of stopped coming up. But it was quite a while. It was a month or two. And it would come up every time I breathed. Like the first breath, it would go chunk, like a movie playing. And then the last breath, chunk, and it would stop. And then gradually, it lessened and lessened how frequently that happened for me. And what I realized was I felt differently about my childhood. I didn't feel like I was in the victim role anymore. Oh, poor me. Look what's happened to me. It was more like I was grateful for the strength that that difficult childhood had given me. And, you know, I speak to people and sometimes I hear people say that and I think, yeah, sounds like a likely story I used to think. But for me, it did happen through the breath. And so it's altered my relationships with myself, with other people, with my husband who I've been with for nearly 40 years. Yeah, something like this. I could never have talked to you, Courtney, before I did transformational breath, because I'd have thought, oh, God, no, I can't do that. It'll all go wrong. And this morning, I didn't really think about it particularly until 5 minutes before we're due to start. Obviously, I'm organised. You know, I've got all my stuff here that I need to have. But I didn't worry about it or think I'm going to fail, because it doesn't matter. You know, nobody dies. Okay.
Is it a form of focusing your mind, maybe like a meditation and a step to self-healing?
It's definitely a self-healing practice. It's a self-healing modality because you're doing it yourself. No one's doing anything to you. Although in a workshop on a one-to-one or on my now online breath sessions, I will have interventions that I will encourage you to do, to bring the breath in where it isn't. However, you are the one breathing. You know, the person is breathing. You are your own breath, basically. So, yes, it's definitely a self-healing modality because everything changes with the breath. As the breath opens and becomes more flowing and fluid, so you open and become more flowing and fluid. As in life, so in breath. So, yeah, it's great.
What are the benefits of the breath work that you do? I know you've talked about the stages of focusing your mind and the self-healing, but what are the physical and mental and emotional and spiritual other benefits of this work?
Yes, firstly, you said about the mind, does it still the mind? Yes, it does actually still the mind in an automatic way, because when you focus, there are four parts to this breath that you would learn on a workshop or in a one-to-one. And it's very simple and easy. They're not difficult things to do. But to hold all four together, you can't think, because the minute you think, it drops away. And then you realize, oh, actually, it's gone. And that's because I'm thinking, you know, you can't stop the mind thinking. It will just think. Sometimes I'm breathing and the next thing I know, I think, oh, what should I have for dinner tonight? Spaghetti bolognese. And then as soon as I focus on the breath, I think, ah. And then when I bring myself home, the mind stills. Of course, it comes up again. But that is one of the ways it's so beneficial, because we're like retraining the mind to be the servant and not the master, because we don't want the mind to be the master of us. We want the mind to be our servant. You know, it's very clever. You know, like organizing myself today for you, who's very organized, you will use your mind. Think, right, how am I going to do it? What questions am I going to ask? And you very wonderfully sent me the questions, so I know what they are and I've got them here. That's my mind making that up, you know, deciding to do that. But actually, that's when it's being my servant. I say, I decide I'm going to take Courtney's brilliant offer of doing a podcast and I'm going to be organized. Yeah. But when it starts to say, it's all going to go horribly wrong, you know, she won't like you. Or they'll all think you're boring, or whatever it's making up, because it can make up anything. You know, that's not true. It's not true. Well, it might be true, but there's really very little I can do about that.
It's so. Like this this phrase that motivational speaker Les Brown says, when things go wrong, don't go with them.
Yeah.
And yeah. This technique kind of helps you maybe come away from that and don't go wrong with things, just don't focus on what could go wrong as well.
Absolutely, that's spot on. Thank you, that's really good. Because in fact, what's happening is when you breathe, this your 10 to 15 minutes a day practice, you are retraining the mind to do what you tell it rather than the other way around. And so when those times come along, when you realize that the mind is running away, you think, oh, hang on a minute, no, let's just bring ourselves home. And it's like you're bringing yourself home to the breath, you know, the breath of life in you. So, yeah, it's great for retraining the mind, in short. And then you said the benefits of the breath work. Oh, they're endless, because we're dead without it, aren't we?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I've heard that you only take in 20% of the oxygen that you're meant to. With our current breathing, a lot of people breathe like. So you turn that round, don't you, and make you breathe in more oxygen. I mean.
Well, in fact, can I just stop you where you said I turn that round?
Yeah.
Because I don't turn it round.
No.
Turn that round. The breather turns that round, because it's not about giving the power for how you're breathing away to me. Yeah, it's like, you know, I've got the map, but you're in the driving seat. Do you see what I mean? So I can say, well, turn left here, but it's entirely up to you whether you turn left there or not, but you are the one driving the car.
Yes. Yes,
so when
that
you
makes
breathe,
sense.
You're in charge, which is great, isn't it? Because a lot of things in life, we're not necessarily in charge of, but we are in charge of our own breath. But we get confused, I think, because we breathe consciously and we breathe unconsciously. So 100% of the time, most people are breathing unconsciously. We don't think about it until something, what we would call, goes wrong, which is basically we're out of breath, or we think, oh, I can't really breathe. Or somebody talks about breathing like I am. Virtually everyone I talk to about breathing, they'll go, oh, my God, I'm hardly breathing at all and I didn't know it. Or I'm holding my breath a lot, or I'm starting to have panic attacks. Do you think that's anything to do with how I breathe? Yeah, it totally is everything to do with how you breathe. The breath is complaining about what's happening internally, because we don't have panic attacks, and we don't call it panic attack for nothing. It's because our mind is panicking.
Yes. And I suppose using the four parts of your system and practice the transformational breathing, it will quiet the mind and stop the panic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. Plus you recognize that you can breathe much better in this way. So instead of focusing on how you're not breathing very well, you can start to focus on how you are breathing very well.
Do you think we've always had this shallow breathing, or when we were born, did we breathe normal and then it sort of flow into this, just this shallow breathing?
That is a brilliant question, Courtney. Thank you. That's a marvellous question. And the answer is no, we're not born like it. We are born with the breath that we're supposed to have, that we had before we moved into flight and fight being a part of our everyday makeup rather than something that happened to us only when we were going to be attacked. You know, so back in the cave, we had a breath that was in mostly in rest and relax mode instead of if we had to go into fight and flight when the lions or the tigers were going to come in the cave, then we'd go into flight and fight. And then we'd either run or we'd fight. And then at the end of it, we'd step back out of it into rest and relax breath again. Now, what I notice is even in the 5 years that I've been teaching the breath, people are much more stressed now than they were 5 years ago. And their breath is much more shallow and much more upper chest, and they live much more in their heads than they did 5 years ago. Interestingly now, during this period of real change, when people are having to stop and slow down, a lot of people are probably finding they're breathing much better.
Yes, you know? Yes.
We haven't asked for it, and the mind's made up lots of stuff up about how this period is so terrible and all the rest of it. But in actual fact, for a lot of us, it's a chance to actually take an idea of how we want our life to go forward, and also what it can be like if we don't stress and rush around and keep trying to do everything and be everything to everyone, because that's flight and fight mode.
I do know that some people are still going through anxiety and fight or flight through this period of time, so they might not be discovering their breathing slowing down. However, later on we will talk about the technique of the one-to-one that you can do with people. I was just thinking when you were saying that the fight or flight brings your breath more shallower as you get older, and when you're born as a baby you're breathing fine. Do you think it's also to do with conditioning of how our parents breathe around us?
Again, that's really brilliant. Absolutely, I do. I think originally we're born into our original breath. You know, like we are the human beings are the only mammals on the planet that disconnect their breath. All of the other animals have a connected breath unless they're in flight and fight. And for humans, most of us disconnect our breath all the time. And actually, we learn by observing. You know, so as a child, we will actually unconsciously observe how our parents breathe and start to breathe like them. So you'll often see, like, say, father and son, where they're both massive upper chest breathers, and you can almost see their upper chest is like tight and rigid, and they're both the same. So, you know, one has learned from the other. And whether that's habitual patterning that happens in the unconscious and the conscious mind of how our emotions, how we deal with them, what's happened to us in life, you know, and that causes the breath pattern, because it's all interlinked. See, it's holistic. We can't really separate out physical, mental, emotional and spiritual, because it's all one holistic thing. Yeah, one thing leads to the other. So with the benefits of the breath, they're not only physical. So physically, obviously, it's marvellous for all the systems of the body. The cardiovascular system really benefits through breathing, surprisingly. And so does the immune system, the digestive system, reproductive system. Especially if we're an upper chest breather, which most of us are nowadays, we're not using the diaphragm. So we're designed physically to have all of our internal organs below the ribs massaged by the diaphragm as we breathe in and out. And if we're an upper chest breather, we won't be using the diaphragm at all. And so none of the areas getting massaged, so the liver, the kidneys, you know, the digestive system, the reproductive system, isn't getting massaged by the diaphragm. And nor is the lymphatic system being pumped. So that's like the toxins, the sewage system of the body isn't getting pumped if the diaphragm's not being engaged. So engaging the diaphragm's really, you know, physically very important. And transformational breath is what they call a belly breath. So it's not using the belly to breathe, not forcing the belly in and out, but actually using the diaphragm so that when the lungs fill with air, the belly rises up. And when the lungs expel air, the belly falls down. Yeah. So that's physically. I could go on and on indefinitely, but I'll pop my website in the description for you.
I know we was having a conversation off podcast, and I just want to bring it on podcast to people, because I thought it was really interesting that I was suffering with fight or flight during the day, trying to get my work done. And I was thinking, how am I going to get my work done without having this fight or flight and this adrenaline, but without feeling too relaxed that I'm not productive enough? And you introduced me and I had the pleasure of trialing out this rest and relax breath work. And you explained that even though you're talking to me now and you're in rest and relax mode, you're not going to nod off to sleep, you're still going to be productive. And it was so beneficial to me that I actually done it this morning before this podcast, and I do feel really relaxed. Can you explain about why I feel really relaxed with using this rest and relax breath work?
Yes, I can. I'm not a very scientifically minded person, so it's hard for me to hold all the scientific terms in my head. You can find all the information on my website about how the breath can affect flight and fight and rest and relax breath. So I'm really happy that it works so well for you, Courtney. It just illustrates really what I mean about the breath and how the mind takes over if we're not consciously breathing. And so just when we do 10 minutes practice, it can make a really big difference. And when you accumulate that practice, like I think I said to you yesterday, it's like going to the gym. You know, when you first go to the gym, nothing much changes. But if you keep going, yeah, well, you feel a little bit better. You feel a little bit more energized. But as you keep going, yeah, if you want to build up muscles or get really toned, then it's quite possible. And same with the breath. The more we breathe in a conscious, relaxed way, then the less the mind makes stuff up. So I'm very glad that worked for you and how easy it is. This rest and relax breath that I showed to you or talked you through it. It's not transformational breath. Transformational breath will go a lot deeper. It will go into the emotions that allowed us to contract our breath in the first place, things that have happened to us in the past, the trauma and the patterns. It will also give you an awful lot of release physically. People get better from all sorts of things. Like I had one guy in my workshop, and at the end of the workshop, I always ask people, how was that for you? And this guy said, I'm a professional cyclist. And he said, so I spend a lot of time, like, and he showed me how he's crunched over. And he said that he'd had everything that he could possibly have done on his, what he's basically called, I'm not scientific, as I said, his bum, where they hold all of the tension and the pain goes into their buttocks, this particular muscle. And he said he'd had acupressure, he'd had acupuncture, he'd had chiropractic, he'd had everything done. He said, and during this breath session, where nothing is happening, I'm not touching his bottom, he's just breathing. And during that session, all of the pain that he'd been experiencing just went away, because there's oxygen then going into the system because you're breathing for a long time. But the rest and relax breath is very good. And you can see it on my Facebook page, Celia Leslie. And you spell the Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. So it's like I've got two first names. so you can look on there, and there's a very short clip of me showing you how to do the rest and relax breath, doing it lying down. And you can do it any time, except, of course, not when you're driving or using chip fat. No. I tell everyone that, because it's not ideal. You know, because you can end up like a little bit spacey, like you've had a couple of drinks or something. It's so much better than a couple of drinks. Yeah.
I'll be doing that every time I want a gin and tonic.
Not necessarily having to replace the gin and tonic with it, but it's very, you know, truly relaxing.
That's really, really interesting. You say that that oxygen level, that increase of oxygen level, helped the cyclist guy with his physical pain, because I always thought an increase of oxygen level would help the brain function. And I always did link it to, because being a skin therapist, a beauty therapist myself, the more oxygen you get, more oxygen to your skin cells, the more youthful your skin's going to be. But I've never really linked it to muscular pain. And I do really suffer with a bad back. So it'd be interesting to monitor if I do this rest and relax breath and then lead up to the transformational breath after we can see each other after this lockdown.
I do online sessions. Yes. Now, so if you want an online session, Courtney, we can do it online, where I, as long as I can see you, as long as you have a device like an iPad or a tablet or a computer where we can set it up and I can see your whole body, yep, we'll be away with that.
Oh, perfect. It would be really interesting to monitor how my physical pain is with the rest and relax, and also leading on to the transformational breath at some stage?
Yeah, because the thing is, we hold a lot of tension in our bodies that, again, we're unconscious of, because it feels natural to us. It feels like what we call normal, you know, so we don't even really take, we go, oh, I've got backache. And it actually can often be just that we're holding a lot of tension there. And so when you breathe a breath that relaxes everything, in fact, the tension drops away and it's like, oh, I feel a lot better. You know, I treated a guy who had a lot of physical tension, because when stuff happens to us, it can often affect the physical body. You know, our mind and our emotions affect the physical body. And so this guy had had a lot of stuff happen to him, and he came and he had a lot of physical tension. And when he tried to breathe, it was almost like he couldn't relax his body enough almost to be able to breathe. So it took a few sessions, but now he's really relaxed and his breath just flows amazingly. You know, and incidentally, his life's completely changed. You know, things that used to really worry him before, so he couldn't really go out that much or whatever, he's now chomp, no problem. You know, he can overcome real difficulties without having a relapse or anything like that, under his own steam, because I'm not doing anything. He's the one that's breathing.
No, you've just given him the map and he's followed it to the treasure.
Absolutely. The treasure of yourself coming home to you.
The treasure of yourself. I really like that.
Who you really are, not the mind. No. Your real self inside your heart.
Your true self. So yeah. Where is the best place to practice this breath work, and how often should we do it?
Transformational breath is always done lying down, because it relaxes everything as soon as we lie down and the breath can flow more easily. Some people need with transformational breath to be in different positions. So like if people have heart problems or if they're very overweight, they're better off breathing propped up. So when you come to a one-to-one, or if you have an online session, or you come to a workshop, then I put the people in the position that's best for them. Some people are best off breathing on their front.
So how often should we practice transformational breath?
Once you've been and had a session or a few sessions, ideally we want to practice it every day, 10 to 15 minutes a day, then you're done. I usually do it in the morning, so that then my day is much more pleasant and easy than it would have been if I didn't do it.
Do you think it makes a difference with the type of air? Like, would it be more beneficial if I was outside in somewhere rural than if I was indoors?
Yes, when you're doing the rest and relax breath, yeah, breathe outdoors, because you're just lying there and it looks like you're asleep or something, it's fine. Or you're just sitting there, yeah, why not? You can do that at any time. Obviously, if you're on the London Underground or something like that, you want to breathe through your nose. Whereas you can breathe through your nose or your mouth when you do the rest and relax breath. And so then, you can lie down on the grass. It's wonderful. I often do that and just breathe rest and relax. With transformational breath, though, a lot of emotional stuff can come up. So you want to be in a safe place where you feel really safe and there's no one else about when you do that. But you'd learn all that when you come for your session or the workshop or the one-to-one online session. Then you'd be able to learn how and the best place is to do that. But yeah, your rest and relax breath that I showed you, do that anywhere, really. Not driving, I said.
Not driving or managing chip fat.
No, that's it. Because you can get really very relaxed, actually, with it, as you probably found. Did you find it was relaxing?
I was so relaxed, but I felt really productive. It was very bizarre.
That's great. And if you're going to meditate, like you said about meditation, then if you do this breath before meditating and then go straight into meditation, that can really help you. That's what I advise people that learn transformational breath, is to breathe first and meditate after, because your mind is already more empty to go into the meditation.
Now, we keep mentioning about your one-to-one via online with people, mm-hmm. over video. How can we access that?
If you go onto my website, you can contact me by my email or my telephone number, and then we can set up and arrange a one-to-one.
Fabulous.
With the online sessions, I ask people to commit to three sessions. of the one-to-one when we're online, whereas when we're, because then I want to make sure everything's running perfectly before they go off on their own and practice. Whereas when we're in a workshop, I can actually see you physically and be there for you. So sometimes it's a question of judging how deep I can go when I'm actually not there in person.
For me, and I know other listeners, it might feel a little bit alien laying on a bed and pointing an iPad at us. What exactly does your one-to-ones involve?
Yeah, I'll answer what you first said, actually, and it covers all the bases about feeling a bit vulnerable when you've got your iPad pointing at you, or if you're in a room with other people, or you're with someone you have only just met and now you're breathing and, oh, what's going to happen? And that's perfectly understandable. One of the things is your eyes are closed, so you don't know what's happening, because this is a breath you breathe with your eyes closed, transformational breath, because we want to be in the internal world. You know, we don't want any distractions. We want as few distractions as possible. And you'd be amazed at the amount of clients I have to say, shut your dog outside, please. Because they'll have the dog. And then they go, oh, my God, it's amazing. I start breathing and the dog comes over straight away. And you're like, yeah, you're in the universal energy when you breathe. You're in entrainment, like you're in training to a much higher energy when you use transformational breath. And, of course, the dog really likes that. It's going to come over. Any pet is going to come over. So, you know, you really want to have that quiet, safe space for yourself when you breathe. Transformational breath. Like I say, it's different with the, you know, belly relaxed breath.
Yeah,
because with transformational breath, you can actually enter altered states of consciousness. So you want to be in that, you know, don't want to be driving or anything like that. Yeah, so how that would work on Zoom or Skype is we would have quite an in-depth chat beforehand over the phone about having different bits and pieces that I like people to have that will encourage the breath to come in where it isn't, because I can't touch you physically. You can still touch yourself physically. So I give you kind of the map, like I was saying, and then you're able to, under instruction, to touch different parts of your body using acupressure on yourself. Very, very simple acupressure that we'd run through beforehand. Plus, I would want you to have things like a lot of pillows and different other things, some sort of weight to put on your tummy. If the breath's not in the tummy, that can be helpful. But I will talk you through that beforehand and send you an email and have a chat. And then the first session of the three sessions would be an hour and a half, because I would want to show you all of the different techniques that I'd use, using a scarf to bring the breath in with it where it isn't, which kind of sounds a bit funny, using your own acupressure, different things, so that then you're very clear when I give instruction, when we're in the breath session, about how it's going to go. Then you'd lay down and we'll breathe. You'll breathe, I'll watch you, and then I'll give instructions. And it does sound a bit like, oh, that sounds a bit weird. But in fact, what the feedback that I've had is people love it. And people that I've had that have breathed before in one-to-ones with me or in workshops, they said it's almost as good as being there. You know, they're amazed at how, and I was myself, because in the training for the online, I had a few breath sessions myself in that way. And I felt the same way. I just thought, wow, this is amazing. It's just like the real thing. So it's because the person's producing the energy within their own breath. See, that's further proof to me that I'm not doing anything to them. And I've got the map, but you're driving the car. So when you breathe transformational breath in this fashion, then stuff starts to happen. You know, we become freer and clearer and happier and more joyful. It brings more joy into your life, because the mind stops making stuff up quite as much. I think now I probably think about 70% less than I used to.
Would you say that this breath work is a form of subconscious reprogramming?
Yes, definitely. It breaks down things that they call like authority disapproval syndrome. Yeah, all the unconscious patterning that we were given by our parents. Not that they're doing anything wrong, but we're unconsciously patterned in a certain way. And it allows us to be able to come home to ourselves and very gradually to let go of the patterns that aren't us. Like for me, you know, eating loads of cakes, it's a pattern I got into, but it didn't do me any good. No more buns. But I, you know, it wasn't like, and alcohol, see, I've given up alcohol, which I thought I'd never manage. And in fact, actually, it happened automatically. It just slowly, gradually dribbled itself away till it went less and less and less, and then I stopped drinking. And in the past, I always thought it would be such a struggle to stop drinking. And in fact, it happened automatically, and I don't miss it at all. It's because my body took over through the breath, and it's like, oh, I don't like that. So every time I did have a drink before I stopped, I'd feel quite ill, even if it was just a couple of glasses of wine. I didn't feel very good. And that's coming from someone who could neck half a bottle of vodka in the past with no problem at all.
I'm sure we've all had those teen and early 20s binges.
I think it brings you home to yourself. That's what I'd say, your true self, not the self that we think we are in our mind, not what we look like or what other people think of us or all those things we're making up, but actually who we are inside ourselves, in our heart. And we are not what our parents said we are. We're not the clever one, the naughty one, the whatever. We are ourselves, aren't we, individually? So yeah, it lets go. It's a let go breath.
So not only does this breath work help us on a physical level, in our digestion, in our immune system, on a mental level, in quieting the mind, away from fight or flight, helping our skin, helping any sort of aches or pains, it also helps reprogram our subconscious. This is amazing.
Yes. Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not like the magic bullet. Although some people have had huge shifts. One lady that I breathed on a one-to-one, she had quite an emotional session, but of course, because it's no speaking during it. So it's ideal for men. All you guys out there who don't want to tell anybody your problems, transformational breath is perfectly designed for you because you don't have to speak about anything at all. You just lay down and breathe. Anyway, I didn't know what was happening for her during it. But when she went home, she emailed me and said that after she'd had her second child, she didn't feel any connection particularly, and had that postnatal depression. And she said after this breath session, she went home and she felt the connection was there and it never went away again. So that's what I mean about it kind of brings you home to your real self, who you really actually are, you know. And of course the personality is still there, but it brings in love, I would say, because it opens the heart to the possibility of love. Because we want the breath to come into the heart. We should be living in the heart, not in the head. We've got it all wrong.
So Eastern medicine would tell us.
Yes.
Yeah. And holistic ways. It has been so, so interesting to talk to you about breath work. I feel like I've taken a lot away from it. So thank you so much. And I'm sure our listeners have as well. Now, Celia, isn't it true that you are the only one in Essex practicing this breath work at the moment?
I am the only one in Essex practicing transformational breath at the moment as a facilitator, yes, and a workshop leader.
And then also, if people don't live in the area, they can do it online over video with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us, fabulous Celia Leslie.
Thank you so much for having me, Courtney, and for stalking me so efficiently. It's been brilliant. It's really been brilliant. I can't wait till we can actually really breathe together.
Yes,